We have Elisa Cruz from Keene Memorial Library with us, and we're going to talk a little bit about, let's see, what are we talking about? I forgot. I didn't get it, written down.
That's okay.
In time.
Well, I wanted to talk about some new programs that we're going to be having for the adult side of things. So we're going to be starting next Friday. We'll be having what we're calling digital drop-in from 4 to 5 every Friday going forward. If someone needs help, for example, setting up their Kindle or iPad, or they've got their something wrong with their phone, or they want to learn how to manage email better or polish up their resume, something like that. It's no registration required. It's it's called a drop-in. So
okay.
During that time, if you're interested in getting some help from our IT guy, he would be happy to help. So we're excited to offer that. Of course, we're following safety guidelines and everything.
Yep.
But and then the other thing is that in March, on March 8th, which is a Monday, we're going to be doing our second trivia challenge, which is via Zoom. And the topic this time is going to be about Nebraska.
So, oh, nice. So how did the first one go?
It was, well, I think that's, I don't know if you remember, it was that day that we had that dumb snowstorm.
Oh.
So it kind of affected, I think it affected
okay.
it. But we did have a fun, time with those that were able to still show up.
So was there a theme for that one?
That one was literary adaptation, so books that have been turned into movies.
Okay.
So it was, but this one we're doing Nebraska, since Nebraska's birthday is in March. We thought, well.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
So,
well, there's plenty of questions there, too. So how do people sign up for that?
So they would just contact the library. They can ask for myself, Elisa, or Dan. Those are the two that would be the best. Contact us. Ask for the link. We'll email it to you. Or you could email the library library.info@fremontne.gov.
Okay.
That's on the Facebook post that I did, as well as the paper, the Fremont paper did a article on it this weekend. So,
let's see. How many people can I have on my team? Does it matter?
I guess we don't have any rules on that. But we would like folks to sign up by March 5th, just so that we have a good count to see what kind of competition we've got. So,
cool. So is there a what's the prize? Is there a prize?
Yeah, we have some small prizes.
Okay.
It's nothing.
Nothing,
out, nothing huge,
like,
but we do have
no
some
cash
prizes.
Prizes.
I wish. So, those are the two things that I wanted to talk about today. And, of course, our library is open 6 days a week. And so if you wanted to come visit us, we'd be happy to see you as well.
With the colder weather, have you seen more people coming in just to get out of the cold? Or
not really. It kind of did drop off a little bit those last few days. And I don't blame them, because I didn't want to go too much of anywhere either.
I hear you. That is for sure. Yeah.
But,
well, I would imagine you're also planning for summertime and getting things ready for summer reading programs.
Yes.
And making sure that seeing it, hopefully you can move forward with some of the activities there, right?
Yeah, we're not sure yet, but we're kind of planning things tentatively. And then if we're able to go in person, then of course we would happily do that. So right now we're making plans for both sides of things, whether it's going to be virtual or in person. So we're hoping for the best, but planning for,
You still have the little hot spots available?
We do. Yes, we have those, and people have started to learn about them. So that's really good for the community.
Yeah. It's an easy way to have access in your home for a little while, or maybe you need it for something else. You can take one of those, and it's basically free with your library card, isn't it?
It is free with your library card, yeah. And they check out for 3 weeks at a time. And so for a lot of folks that I know are using them because they have to travel to a different town. And they're not quite sure what the connection will be when they get there. Or like me, when I go see my dad, he doesn't have internet. And so it's like, okay.
If it's free, you might as well take advantage of it.
Yeah.
That's what it's there for.
Exactly.
Yeah. Elisa Cruz with Keene Memorial Library this morning. Best way for people to get a hold of anybody at the library, what if they do have a question on something?
They could call us at 727-2694, or we do have our Facebook page. If you follow us on Facebook, it'd be a great way to keep up with our changes and promotions, and we do answer our messenger when we get some questions on there. So
okay, very good. Well, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. Yeah, yeah. This actually a little bit warmer. Did it feel warmer when we got outside today?